In much of the last few chapters, it seems as if the negotiations are between Moshe and between Paro. Of course, we realize that's not really the case. The negotiations are really between God and between Paro. But God uses Moshe as his mouthpiece, and by extension, he actually uses Aaron as his mouthpiece. But the negotiations are not between Moshe or Aaron. They're really between God and Paro, which, if you really think about it, is absurd. And Paro apparently doesn't really think about it. But we know that there's actually more than one audience over here. And it's very subtle. But at some point, there's a shift. And the shift really reveals what the story is about. Yes, Paro is an important part of the story, but not the main part. The main part of the story is the Jewish people. But not just that generation. It's future generations. You know, and for that matter, there's also another party in all this, and that's Avraham. Some of the Midrashim are very clear about this. That the Jews have to make sure that they, quote-unquote, borrow possessions from the Egyptians before they leave, because God made a promise to Avraham. The Gemara tells us this. There's a promise. It has to be kept to Avraham. So therefore, a part of what's taking place is a fulfillment of something from years and years ago. A part of what's taking place is for the future. It's so that when we sit around our Passover Seder, we sit on Pesach, we can go back and tell a story about how God entered or re-entered into history and took the Jews out and made us free. That's the reason in this week's parasha something happens. The Torah starts speaking about commandments. It starts speaking on one level about the Pesach Seder that will be held in Egypt, but it also speaks about the subsequent Seder that will be taking place throughout history. And it starts speaking about the stories you're going to tell your children. It starts talking about the children. It starts speaking about the children. And one of the reasons why this is so interesting is because one of the breakdowns in negotiations was at the point when Paro said, "So who's going?" And Moshe says, "Well, we're going. And the children are going, the male children, the female children." Essentially, Moshe tells them that everyone who's going, who needs to one day celebrate Pesach, this future perspective of the Jewish people, who one day will have to reflect and focus and think, and subsequently repeat the story to their children, they become the focus of the story. And Paro doesn't understand that. And as soon as Paro misses that point, he no longer is the main focus of the story. And that's where the Torah really dramatically shifts. Okay, Moshe, not start speaking to the children. Moshe and Aaron, start telling the people what they're going to have to tell to their children. Because one day we're leaving here, one day we're going to our land, and one day we're going to be free. And that day is coming very, very soon. And we need to start investing in the future. Paro, he's a relic from the past. Paro has been a ploy in all of this in order to help make great drama, to make a great story, for God to do all kinds of wonders. But now let's focus on the main part of the story. God's involvement in history to keep a promise to Avraham to save his children, the people of Israel.